John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus manifested himself to the disciples again at the Sea of Tiberias, and he manifested himself in this way. Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus were both there, as were Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will come along with you." They departed and immediately went on board the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Then, with morning having already broken, Jesus was standing on the shore. The disciples, however, did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, haven't you got any hearty food?" They answered him, "No." Then he said to them, "Cast the net on the right-hand side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and they could no longer haul it up because of the large number of fish. Then that disciple, whom Jesus loved, said to Peter, "It's the Lord." Then when he heard that it was the Lord, Simon Peter girded himself with his cape, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came by boat, for they were not far from land, just about 200 cubits, dragging the net full of fish. Then when they had disembarked onto land, they saw a charcoal fire set up, and fish lying on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Simon Peter went on board and hauled the net on land, full with 153 large fish. Yet with so many, the net did not tear. Jesus said to them, "Come and have your breakfast." But not one of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Then Jesus came and took the bread, and he gave some to them, and the cooked fish likewise. This was the third time now that Jesus was manifested to his disciples after rising from the dead. Then when they had had breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I hold you in affection." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He asked him a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I hold you in affection." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He asked him a third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you hold me in affection?" Peter was grieved that he'd asked him a third time, "Do you hold me in affection?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know I hold you in affection." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to gird yourself and go around where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will hold out your hands, and another will gird you, and he will take you where you don't want to go." He said this signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." Then Peter turned round and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who had for his part leant back on his breast at the supper and had said, "Lord, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "If I want him to remain until I come, what has that got to do with you? You follow me." So this saying spread among the brothers, that that disciple would not die. But Jesus had not said to him that he would not die, but, "If I want him to remain until I come, what has that got to do with you?" This is the disciple who is testifying about these things, and who wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are many other things which Jesus did, for which, if they were individually written down, I don't think even the world itself could contain the books which would be written. Amen.